Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go, talking about time and tools to track it and how to, play with it. I have kept calendars for years on and off. Most of the time, I don't like to keep a calendar. It makes me feel like I'm a prisoner of time instead of playing through time. But as I've gotten to be a highly functioning adult, the right planner or calendar is a great tool, and I keep it in my purse. I carry it with me wherever I go. And once in a while, I give myself, if I have a weekend or if I have a day where I have a total R&R, that's in my planner as well. And I hope you're finding out some interesting things, by the way, about tracking your time. It can be super sobering. It was for me a few weeks ago, and I'm going to be tracking time now. It's just going to be something that I do, and I'm going to do it right in my planner so that I'm constantly aware of how I'm interacting with time. So there are questions that come up when I talk time and calendars and how time is used. What tools do you use? I used to look and find the smallest calendar I could, but there wasn't enough room in there. It would end up just being thrown on a table, and I would end up losing it. And sometimes I kept a bigger kind of a binder that was a calendar, like a business calendar. And now I'm using it at the suggestion of my business coach a few years ago. I've been successfully using a planner called the Push Journal. It's by Shailene Johnson. It's my favorite to date because it's tied to some quarterly planning and then breaking that down into monthly planning. And what do you really want to do? And then that shows up every day in the planner so that you're on task. And then there's an area for putting in the things that are happening in your day. There's also an area for writing down tasks. What I like this for is when I'm going through my day, sometimes something will come up in my mind that I want to get done before the end of the day, or I want to get it done this week. And I can throw it in that list so that it doesn't derail me in the moment. And I don't have to keep track of it in my mind. It releases it from it being in the mind, and it puts it down in the calendar and clears it. Yeah, and there's also in certain of her push journals with nutrition involved, I have an area where I can track my intermittent fasting. You can track your water intake. That's really important to your energy during the day. And you can track, how you're eating. So it's, for me, it's a journal that's engaging with me. So it's almost playing with me. And I need that. I have that fantasy life where I constantly want play. And if I feel like I'm having to be too rigorous, I start to get resentful. And sometimes I completely let go of my calendar in a moment, and I'll lose the day. I'll play the day away, and I will have the repercussions of whatever I missed. So that's a reveal on the deep mind of Coach Anne. So whatever it is, what I'd like you to do today is, if you have a planner or a calendar, or even sometimes people just print off a sheet a day. The reason I don't like doing that is I end up with sheets everywhere, literally. My studio can be full of sheet. So I would like to keep it bound together. I carry it around in my handbag. And I basically, I've committed to that. A few years ago, I never did that. Now that planner is with me wherever I go. I'm tracking my time and my productivity. And I'm taking the time to look at my calendar the night before at the minimum. But it's really good if you do it the week before. And you can plot out your things into the full month. So whatever you're using, I'd like you, if you're using something joyfully and successfully, I'd like you to take a picture of it and post it in the Facebook page. Tell us about it so other people might try it or partake of it. I'm going to put a link to my favorite push journal in this email, and I'll put it into Facebook too. So there's a coupon code in there too if you decide to partake of that today. Find a tool, get committed to the tool, but today either share the tool, or if you don't have a tool you like, look through what you see and find something and get it. Take the action, order it, get it, so that you can start engaging with it. Hope that supports you today. So yesterday we talked about tracking your time. Today we're talking about having a tool that allows you to engage with it in the most pleasant way. It's got rigor and joy. And that combination is powerful, powerful, powerful in this life. Have a beautiful day and keep working, keep connecting, keep doing the work.